The patient's last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N. First name is Andre, A-N-D-R-E. Date of clear visit is August 29, 2023. Date of birth is March 30th, 1958. Next, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient tells me that patient tells me that it was in 1980. Or 1981, the patient does not remember the exact date of it, but he tells me that he was involved in a motor vehicle accident in Palo Alto, California. First up, patient tells me that he was driving, and he fell asleep. First up, he got in a car accident, and then he does not remember what happened after that. First up, he woke up in the hospital. First up, he was completely out of consciousness. First up, he woke up in the hospital. First up, when he woke up, patient had severe pain in the head, confusion, disorientation, and memory loss. First up, patient does not remember what happened. First up, a patient tells me that there's no brain surgery done. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me since the incidence of a patient constant headache and neck pain. First up, patient also shoulder pain, foot pain, and first up, patient also the difficulty sleeping. First up, patient feels a lot of anxiety. First up, patient tells me that he's been taking Motrin and Advil PM. First up, patient tells me that his severe headache is affecting him from normal activities. First up, patient feels anxious all the time. First up, he missed a lot of functions because of his injuries and head pain. First up, next paragraph, patient tells me that he's retired. He's not working right now. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 1980 or 1981. Comma, patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident in Palo Alto, California. First up, patient was driving and fell asleep. First up, a patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident. First up, he does not remember what happened after that. First up, patient had complete loss of consciousness. First up, patient tells me he likely hit the head. First up, he woke up with a severe head pain in the hospital. First up, he's confused and disoriented. First up, since the incidence of a patient has significant headache every day, first up, a patient would have a shoulder pain, foot pain, first up, patient has difficulty with the sleeping, first up, patient has insomnia symptoms, first up, patient also have a lot of anxiety symptoms, first up, patient missed a lot of functions because of his head pain and headache, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had a car accident resulted in complete loss of consciousness. First up, it is likely he hit the head. First up, a patient was out of consciousness completely. First up, he woke up in the hospital with a severe head pain. First up, the constant headaches now. I'm sorry, the patient currently has a constant headache a lot. First up, patient has neck pain, difficulty to concentrate, difficulty sleeping with insomnia symptoms at night. First up, patient also has a lot of anxiety symptoms. These all kinds of symptoms are suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First up, and it's still paragraph that this marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Last name is Nesmer. Can Nesmer, first name is Saskia. Date of visit is August 29, 2023. Date of birth is May 17, 1994. Referring physician is Dr. Fitch, F as in Frank, ISCH, and it's Dublin FCI, F as in Frank, CI, Dublin FCI. And she complained of possible seizures. Next word, history present in this patient is a 29-year-old female. She complained of possible seizures. The first patient tells me that she developed seizures when she was 3 to 5 years old. At that time, she does not know the reason she was having seizures. She had a seizure during 3 to 5 years old. She had another episode when she was 17 years old. She was using methamphetamine and heroin. Patient felt she was paralyzed at one time. She did not have any seizures until recently, March of 2023. Patient tells me that she was in transit. Patient suddenly felt shaking in the arms, and then she felt paralyzed. She lost of consciousness. She had a convulsion, associated urinary incontinence. Afastava Vishnu tells me that she bit her tongue. Afastava she tells me that she had a very high heart rate. Afastava Vishnu recovered after a few minutes. Afastava denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes, the appropriate dysautonomia and dysphagia. Afastava next year past medical history. Childhood seizures when she was 3 to 5. Afastava she also had another seizure when she was using methamphetamine and heroin and when she was 17 years old. Afastava next paragraph, the current medication, fluoxetine, 20 milligrams a day. Next one, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next one, for past medical history, social anxiety disorder, dysplasia of the cervix, malingering. Next number. Next paragraph, next for a diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. For Seba, it was a normal study. For Seba, did not show any evidence of epileptic foam discharges. So for Seba, there's no spike in waves activity. For Seba, activation procedure without significant changes in the EEG. For Seba, there's no status epileptic. Yes, for Seba, next for impression. An episode of shaking the arms, convulsing, in March of 2023 when she was in transit. However, the EEG today shows that there's no seizure activity. So first up, there's no epileptic form discharges. So first up, her neurological examination is normal. She tells me that she has a history of childhood seizure when she was 3 to 5 years old. She also tells me that she had an episode of seizures when she was using methamphetamine and heroin when she was 17 years old. Next paragraph. The most recent event when she was in transit in March of 2023, it was hard to determine it was a really epileptic seizures or non-epileptic seizure. However, the EEG study is normal today. I'm leaning towards not starting her in a seizure medication. If she has more spells, let me know. Based on everything she has told me today, I do not think she has epileptic seizures at this time. However, she develop any more spells, please let me know immediately. Next for recommendation, explain the patient up to above diagnosis. Next number, explain the patient the EEG study is normal. Explain to her to let me know immediately if she has any more spells. Next paragraph, this marks the identification.